We continue our coverage of the 2012 International Travel Experience of the Oklahoma Ag Leadership Program, traveling on Tuesday with these young agricultural leaders outside of Dublin to a small community by the name of Des Moines, the European headquarters location of Alltech USA. Alltech, of course, is a U.S.-based company out of Lexington, Kentucky. They're an animal health company. They claim to be the largest non-pharmaceutical animal health company in the world, seventh largest overall animal health company. And according to Alltech officials who greeted us in Des Moines, they're all about trying to support the animal, provide for the consumer, and care for the environment. One of those that we had the chance to visit with was Cathal McCormick, who's the company manager for their beef enterprises in Ireland.
Let's talk a little bit about, first of all, the beef cattle industry here in the United Kingdom, especially here on the island here in Ireland. Tell me a little bit about beef cattle production around here.
Yeah, well, Ireland is the fifth largest exporter of beef globally. We're the largest exporter of beef in the Northern Hemisphere. So, you know, we're big players when it comes to beef production globally. Our suckler cow herd is made up of just over 1 million suckler cows. So basically Ireland is, you could nearly say, a split in two, the northern half and the southern half. The northern half of the Ireland is mainly, a lot of it is suckler operators. Down in the south where you're travelling down to Kilkenny and Cork, that's more intensive dairy production. So if you take a line from Dublin across to Galway, north of that, a lot of the beef suckler operations are up in that area.
Now, you were telling me that you have been in the United States and in the Oklahoma, Texas, Panhandle, Southern Plains region, so you've seen our feedlots there.
Yeah.
Is there any sort of a parallel to that at all here in this part of the world?
Yeah, I suppose in relation to beef production, you're always going to have some parallels. However, I don't think you could get a system as different as our system here in Ireland and the system back in Texas. Our beef production generally comes from grass-based beef production. So you look around today, you see green fields, and it's still, you know, winter here. Like, you know, so we're talking the middle of February. So come next May, June, you'll see loads of grass. The cattle are housed generally for the winter months from December up until the end of February, March, depending on the part of the country. So, you know, we're basically, a lot of our beef production is from grass. Which, you know, it's good from a cost point of view. Farmers, you know, can compete because grass is a cheap source of feed. And, you know, from a production point of view, it's good. It's healthy for the cattle. And for, you know, one thing that I suppose that we need as an island, capture or take more control of, is the image of Irish beef on these grass pastures. It's a very, very natural form of beef production.
Right. Tell me, in other words, Alltech offers a lot of different animal nutrition solutions, and I know that from a presentation we saw that you're really trying to maximize the potential of that animal. Tell me about some of those things that Alltech has that really fits well for the beef industry.
Well, last year there was a Food Harvest 2020 report was released, which basically set out guidelines or benchmarks that Irish agriculture had to reach by 2020, hence the report was called Food Harvest 2020. So it outlined that, you know, we have the ability to grow beef production in Ireland by over 40% within that period. So, you know, I think that, you know, coming on the back of that, we have certainly Alltech have developed technologies to fit with increasing productivity on farm. You know, our goal is to reduce the cost of producing each kilo of beef that a beef farmer produces. So YSAC, we have some very good work on YSAC coming from the National Research Agency, Chagas, showing that basically by using YSAC you improve the fermentation of the rumen and therefore dry feed efficiency. You increase weight gains 12%, and the animal does not take in any more feed. So that therefore that you're improving the efficiency of your animals, driving performance and reducing the cost of each kilo of beef produced.
I take it this is, you're really trying to especially focus in on maximizing your use of forage and the efficiency of that forage utilization.
Yeah, for the finishing period on beef farms in Ireland, basically animals are fed at grass, and usually for the last 2 to 3 months they're brought inside, and therefore they're fed let's say a concentrate forage mix diet. We have a technology, Optigen, that has worked extremely well in these high starch diets. The protein source is very well suited to these type diets, and farmers have been, particularly the more high performance intensive farmers, have been very happy with how that technology is working. But forage is very important. It makes up a big part of these finishing diets. So improving the quality of that forage is also very, very important.
I know that the European Union has had a lot of concerns, and quite a few of the countries in Europe have had a lot of worries about, you know, hormone use that we have in the United States. It's fairly common, and it's a non-hormone implanted beef that we have on this side of the Atlantic. How many hoops do you have to jump through to really satisfy the regulators and as well as consumers in the European theater?
Yeah, well, I suppose the hormone issue was just one. We don't use any hormones of any description. And from that, you know, if you look at our traceability, you know, every animal in Ireland has its own identification number, and you can link that animal back to its ancestors. You can trace that right back. If you were moving an animal off a farm, you have to have a movement certificate. So each animal through its life, it's known exactly what day it's transferred. That's very difficult for farmers in relation to, there is a cost added with that. You know, but I believe as an island, when we're talking about Ireland and our beef, we have a great opportunity to highlight the high quality of our beef in terms of traceability. We know every kilo of beef comes from on our farms, and that's followed through through the processors. And from that, you know, we have such a good product in terms of natural product produced mostly on grass. 80 to 90% of our feed intake comes from grass. So we have a brilliant product. We have a brilliant brand that we need to take advantage of, you know, in the coming years. We need to really premiumize our beef going forward.
Cathal McCormick, who heads up beef cattle industry efforts for Alltech in Ireland. I'm Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Network and OklahomaFarmReport.com, reporting from Dublin, Ireland.